The most profitable ad your competitor is running right now probably isn't the newest one. It's the oldest one still active. The longest running campaigns are often the winning competitor ads that continue receiving budget because they're delivering results. Most media buyers open an ad intelligence tool, sort by recent, save whatever looks visually slick, and close the tab. That's browsing. It is not competitive research, and it is one of the most common and costly habits in the industry. You end up chasing creative trends that were already killed by the advertiser who ran them, you just never saw the kill date. There's a better method. It's counterintuitive, it takes about 30 minutes to run properly, and it consistently surfaces the ads your competitors are still spending money on. Here's exactly how it works. Why oldest first is the only sort that tells the truth. Recency sorts show you what's new. Raw engagement sorts show you what got attention. Neither tells you what's working. The metric that actually signals profitability is longevity. Any ad running for weeks or months in a competitive market is running because it is profitable, full stop. Advertisers in competitive niches do not leave losing ads live. Every day a campaign runs, it's consuming budget. Budget gets cut from losers fast. So when you sort oldest first inside Power Ads Buy and see an ad that has been active for 6 weeks, you're not looking at a creative experiment. You're looking at a confirmed revenue driver. That framing changes everything about how you analyze it. The three competitor minimum, and why one is useless. Before running the oldest first audit, get your competitor list right. One competitor's data is too noisy to read correctly, you can't distinguish brand idiosyncrasies from market-level signals. You need at least three competitors monitored simultaneously for patterns to emerge. Run the same oldest first sort across all three. When a creative format, a specific hook structure, a CTA phrase, or a placement type persists across multiple competitors simultaneously, that's not coincidence. That's a signal the market is rewarding that approach. One competitor running a direct offer ad for 3 weeks might be brand preference. Three competitors all sustaining direct offer ads for 3 weeks is a funnel stage tell. These recurring patterns often point directly to winning competitor ads that have already proven themselves in the market. Power Ads Buy claims over 500 million ads indexed across 10 networks, with 500,000 new ads added daily. The depth matters here, you're not just seeing snapshot data. You can trace creative lifespan, not just creative existence. The oldest first audit, step by step. Step 1, search by competitor domain, sort by oldest. Enter the competitor's domain directly, not a keyword, not a category. Domain search isolates that specific advertiser's active inventory. Then flip the sort to oldest. You're immediately looking at survivors, not newcomers, the winning competitor ads that have continued earning budget over time. Note the creative formats you see at the top of that list. Are they video? Static image? What's the copy length? What's the offer framing, direct discount, free trial, social proof lead? Write it down. You're mapping what has earned continued spend, not what looks good in a design review. Step 2, layer placement filters to understand intent stage. Power Ads Buy's filter by ad position separates news feed placements from side location placements. This distinction matters more than most buyers realize. News feed ads compete for attention in high noise environments, they need stronger hooks and typically signal broader top of funnel activity. Side location ads are lower cost, lower distraction placements often used for retargeting or warm audience conversion. If your oldest surviving competitor ad is a side location placement with a direct shop now CTA, that's retargeting infrastructure, not prospecting. Copying it into cold traffic won't replicate the result. The audience temperature is completely different. Platform tells you the same story at a macro level. A competitor running the same offer across Facebook, YouTube, and Google Display is adapting message to different intent stages, YouTube pre-roll functions as top-of-funnel awareness, Google display retargeting is conversion focused. Longevity across multiple networks on the same offer confirms the funnel is working end-to-end, not just at one touch point. Step 3, cross-reference engagement data per ad. An old ad with low engagement is a retargeting asset. An old ad with high engagement across likes, comments, and shares is a prospecting workhorse. PowerAd Spy's engagement-oriented detail surfaces likes, comments, shares, and demographic breakdowns by age and gender, at the individual ad level. Pull this for your oldest surviving ads. You're not chasing the biggest engagement number, you're checking whether engagement is consistent with the placement type and audience you'd expect. A newsfeed ad with low shares but persistent spend often indicates a tight cold traffic audience being worked efficiently. Comments matter more than shares in that context because they signal the hook is landing. This is also where the CTA audit integrates cleanly. PowerAd Spy's call to action-based sorting groups results by specific CTA text, shop now, learn more, sign up. Run this across your oldest ads. A competitor whose oldest ads overwhelmingly use learn more is still warming the market, they haven't moved to direct conversion pressure yet. A competitor whose oldest ads use shop now exclusively has an audience ready to buy on first touch. Those two scenarios require completely different creative responses from you. Step 4, apply geographic filters to detect market maturity. Here's the move most buyers miss entirely. Layer demographic and geographic filters on top of the CTA audit to detect which markets are at warm funnel versus cold funnel stage for the same competitor. PowerAd Spy's geographic filter covers 149 plus countries. Consider a competitor running Learn More ads in Germany and Shop Now ads in the US with identical creative. That's not sloppy campaign management. They've already burned through the awareness stage in the US and are running direct conversion pressure there, while Germany is still early. If you're about to enter the German market, you now know your competitor is still in awareness mode there. You can skip straight to conversion stage creative and attempt to undercut them at the decision moment before they've even primed their own audience for it. What to do with what you find? Bookmark your top findings using PowerAd Spy's Bookmark the Best Ads feature not randomly, but segmented by CTA type, placement, and engagement tier. This becomes your evidence base for a creative brief, not an inspiration dump. The brief should address what hook structure has survived the longest, what placement type it lives in, what funnel stage the CTA signals, and what demographic engagement looks like. A copywriter or creative strategist working from that brief is reverse engineering a proven campaign, not guessing. That's the difference between research and browsing. One hard rule, do not copy a competitor's top-performing CTA onto cold traffic without understanding the surrounding retargeting sequence. Lifting a Shop Now CTA from a 3-month-old retargeting ad and running it against a prospecting audience is copying the punchline without the setup. The conversion signal you saw was the product of weeks of upstream warming. Your cold audience hasn't had any of that. Model the structure. Adapt the hook. Build the funnel stages that earn the right to use the CTA you admired. That's how you identify winning competitor ads without blindly copying what you see. The format validation check. Before you commit budget to a format, run one final check. A creative format that persists for 2 weeks or more is one that is working, a format that appears once and disappears quickly was killed. 2 weeks is the threshold. Under that, you're looking at a test the market rejected. Over it, you have confirmation. This rule eliminates a significant percentage of what looks compelling in any ad library at first glance because most ads that look good never survive 2 weeks of spend. Combine this with the keyword targeting data available through PowerAd Spy's analytics, and you have a complete picture, what the ad says, who it's shown to, where it lives in the funnel, and how long it has survived. That's a competitive brief, not a mood board. A note on data depth. This workflow only works if the underlying data is deep enough to show lifespan meaningfully. An ad library that refreshes weekly can't show you a 6-week survivor, it just shows you what was live last Tuesday. The claimed scale of PowerAdSpy's index matters here. 500M plus ads across 10 networks isn't just a volume stat, it's what makes longevity-based sorting operationally viable rather than aspirational. You need the history for the sort to mean anything. Check your next creative brief. If it doesn't include a longevity-sorted competitor audit, you're making decisions with incomplete evidence. Start your free PowerAdSpy trial and run the oldest first sort on 3 competitors this week. The results tend to be more useful, and more sobering, than most buyers expect.